Radio London. Whoopee.
Used by talent.
All attractive men used by talent.
Pure and natural.
Only by talent is 100% greasy.
Keep your hair clean.
Vitalis contains B7, the invisible grooming agent that's clean and healthy.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keep your hair in place for day.
If you want your hair to stay healthy, look good and feel good, use non-greasy Vitalis.
To keep your hair in place for day.
Be a natural man.
Gonna say hi right now to Anne and Karen. Anne and Karen Alexander of 59 Glansmere Road, London, North 19, okay?
The one that's in on every play.
The end zone.
Olay! To warm up a party, lay on some ice-cold cans of Top Deck's new cider drink, Cider Cup. It's got a frosty tang and a tingle that really makes the party sizzle. New Cider Cup from Top Deck.
Actually, this morning, this Saturday morning, I was going to start discussing skyscrapers, but it's a bit of a tall story, so instead...
Each week, thousands of new records pour into the Radio London studios. In our never-ending quest to serve you only the best music, we now take our microphones into the announcer's lounge, where they are currently picking the Radio London Club Disc of the Week and their own particular climbers. All are unanimously agreed, this is the Radio London Club Disc of the Week.
Baby, you're cool. Even though you've never been to school, I know you're fine. But then you change your mind. Then you start on drifting and fall on behind. You've been my girl. You've been mine.
Last Night's the title of that one, presented by Cat Stevens. It's the Radio London Club Disc of the Week and it's released on the Deerham label.
Gate number 7, for immediate embarkation.
Could you be decided, please? Peter Stuyvesant, the international passport to smoking pleasure. Rich choice tobaccos, king size length, special filter. For easy draw, more flavor, more satisfaction. Peter Stuyvesant, so much more to enjoy.
This is Radio London, the time is 9:20. You get what?
You get a positive charge out of
Big Gal.
Hi to all the DJs on land. Paul Kay, Jenny Brandon, Pete Drummond, Mark Romany and Damon and the new boy Tommy Vance. Jambo to all East Anglian Daily Times. That's David Kindred and Derek Booth. And all the girls, including Joy and Sue.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. We're the KQ Jingle Singers.
Gene, Pamela, Tinker,
Marv,
Bob.
What's my name?
We really care.
Wonderful Radio London. Monday, August the 14th, the time now 8:30. Southwestern France, where earthquake tremors have been felt today. One elderly woman is reported to have been killed in the village of Arrette, which is on the Spanish border. 20 others have been taken to hospital. They were injured seriously during the tremors. Drunken driver. Home Secretary Roy Jenkins has sent a circular round to every police force in the land. The circular explains what rights policemen have as regards breathalyzer tests. Policemen cannot stop cars at random, but they can use the breathalyzer test on any motorist involved in an accident. Motoring. It's reported that Minister of Power, Mr. Marsh, is being approached by oil companies to increase the price of petrol by tuppence or threepence a gallon. Finally, broadcasting, and a sad day for Radio London because we will be closing down at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Finally, the weather. Damp and dull weather with heavy rain in places is forecast for most districts today. It will be rather cool with strong winds reaching gale force in some exposed areas. Tomorrow's weather is expected to be changeable. The next news on Radio London, 9:30. This is Paul Kay reporting.
Number 8 in the Fab 40, and it's by the Spencer Davis Group. It's a tune called Time Seller. On the breakfast show, the last half hour, Chuck Lurie-Yos, 26 minutes before 9 o'clock the time, and I'd like to thank you once again for all the very kind, wonderful things you've done, each and every one of our Radio London audience. And for those of you away on holiday and can't hear us, for everybody is, give them a call for us, won't you, and let them know that we were thinking of them. If I've missed anybody in my dedications, I'm terribly, terribly sorry. I try to get in all I could possibly get in. And if I've missed anyone, what can I say? I think of each and every one of you, so there you go. 25 and a half before 9 o'clock, and Mr. Pete Drummond comes your way at 9. We're going to get all slicked up and looking wonderful, smelling gorgeous, and have a big drink of Vitalis.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Does the man in your life use Vitalis?
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Only Vitalis is 100% greaseless. Vitalis not only keeps a man's hair in place all day, but gives hair the natural look. If he's really the man in your life, buy him Vitalis.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Right, yeah. On the breakfast show, 25 minutes before 9 o'clock, to Trish with All Me Love.
Somewhere, my love, there will be songs to sing. Although the snow covers the hopes of spring, somewhere a hill again.
Big Al Breakfast Show, Mr. Frank Sinatra. Somewhere, my love, we'll meet again. Okay, 22 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. That's the time. Don't be late. A most pleasant Monday morning to you, each and every one. I've been going crazy trying to find Mr. Jonathan King's old Revive 45 of Everyone's Gone to the Moon. Well, it just proves how popular it is. And Jonathan, thanks for your article, and the best wishes to you always. That's to Mr. Jonathan King. Over here from Sergeant Bubba's Lonely Heart Club album, the favorite group, it's got to be. For show, a wonderful Monday morning to each and every one. Weather-wise, not too good today. Don't forget the old umbrella. Don't sit at home this week either. Get out and enjoy yourself. A place to do just that is Ramsgate and Kent. Easy to get to along the new motorway. Ramsgate is ideal for everyone for a day out. There's a safe sandy beach for the children, a beautiful picturesque harbor where you can see the cross-channel hovercraft. For the energetic, there are miles of walks through the town and countryside. For the whole family, there's Pleasurama. Down by the beach, Pleasurama caters for everyone. There's bingo, a fun fair, a huge amusement arcade, and entertainment for the children. Make plans now. It's sure to go to Ramsgate for a wonderful day out. Well, as long as it's raining, let's take advantage of it. Brothers and Walking in the Rain. We flash back just a little bit. 14 minutes before 9 o'clock at the time, many people have written and wondered what I'm going to do when I leave Radio London. Actually, I can't, professionally, I just can't tell you at this time, but I'm not going anywhere, dear Sarge. It amazes me quite tremendously that I had the idea that I was going to be a broadcaster when I was just a kid. Now, I've been in it, I guess, since I was a kid. In the last 12 years of broadcasting in the States, it amazes me to think that I had to come to England to find such love, hospitality, and loyalty. Why in heaven's name should I ever leave? I won't, unless they kick me out, actually. I thank you very, very much for the wonderful letters that I've received. I'm going to try to answer each and every one of them. That's all I've been doing, I guess, up 7-8 hours a night doing that. And you can still write, I believe, in care of Radio London, so it'd be wonderful to hear from you. And my home address, if you care to write, where I'm staying right now, I don't know how long I'll be there, will be Chuck Blair, The Cedars, Milton Road, Harpenden in Hertfordshire. That's Chuck Blair, Milton Road, which is The Cedars, and that's in Harpenden in Hertfordshire. I certainly hope we're going to keep in touch with you. It's 13 minutes before 9 o'clock the time, and Sonny and Cher, Hitline International with It's the Little Thing. ago, it's Sonny and Cher in a tune called It's the Little Things. Hitline International, at the time of the breakfast show, and a good Monday morning to you, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Listen to this. Heard about the Money Super King? They're the new long British cigarette. Extra long.
Super King!
That's the name. You can't buy them in the dear old UK, but if you're going abroad, you can. In Europe or the Channel Islands. They're an international wow.
Longer than king size. Smoother than king size. Super King!
Same price as king size. Duty free.
Right you are. And to all the great men, Duncan Johnson, Ben Tony, Tony Windsor, Pete Brady, Dave Cash, Kenny Everett, all the people who have preceded me, and particularly Mike Lennox, Kenny Everett, and Tony Blackburn, of course, the men who have been on the morning show, I dedicate the next Revive 45. I haven't followed them very successfully, but I just want them to know I'm thinking of them, and we dedicate this following song. 9 minutes before 9 o'clock the time, and we'll let this man way back.
A hit of days gone by, played now as the Big L Revive 45.
And a Revive 45 called Michelle. The time's 6 minutes before 9 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dearest friends, it is with deep regret that I say goodbye and fond adieu on this my last program on Radio London. And I say goodbye with heartfelt thanks for all the pleasure you've given me by your thoughtful well wishes, your acceptance of my announcing, and the sweet, kind, wonderful hospitality you've shown. I thank you for your love, your loyalty, and all you've done to make our valiant cause seem so worthwhile. Our fight for free radio has not been in vain, although it seems so right now. We've made an impression which will long be remembered. We owe so much to you, our faithful, wonderful audience. I say goodbye to each and every one of you, you whom I have nothing but the deepest respect and friendship for. I say goodbye also to Mr. Alan Keane, the wonderful directors, salesmen, and office staff of Radio London, and to all my compatriots and fellow announcers on Radio London, the men who have made the station into one of the most polished professional organizations of broadcasting in the world. And I say goodbye, God bless, and best wishes always to every office worker, every teenager, housewife, factory worker, every elderly person who looked toward us for cheer, to every British serviceman overseas, to every coal miner, farmer, and nurse. I thank you, dearest hearts, for your kindness. I wish you happy days. Take care of yourself, and God bless.
Harmony Road,
Jack Rabbits with the old honky-tonk. In the background, Chuck Berry, your host on The Breakfast Show, saying goodbye to each and every one of you. And take care and God bless. Mr. Peter Drummond up next on The Big L. We thank you for a lovely morning. Thanks for being with us. And most enjoyable because you've been around. On your radio dial, this is Wonderful Radio London. Thank you, honey bunnies. Weatherman says damp and dull weather with heavy rain in places is forecast for most districts today. It'll be rather cool with strong winds reaching gale force in some exposed areas. Tomorrow's weather is expected to be changeable. We invite you now to stand by for Mr. Pete Drummond.
Imagine a still summer's day when nothing is moving. Least of all me, I lay on my back in the hay. The warm sun was soothing, it made me feel good. The day I met Marie, the sound of a whisper, hello, came tiptoeing softly into my head. I opened my eyes kind of slow. With a laughing eye, she tossed her hair and tantalized. She came to touch me this
the day I met Marie, and it comes from Cliff Richard, and it's number two on our final Fab 40 for this week. Well, morning, everybody. Time is 2.5 minutes past 9, and this is the Pete Drummond Show here until 12. Don't forget, we'll be closing down at 3 today. And thank you very much indeed, Chuck Blair, for the breakfast show this morning. Great. It's a very, very sad occasion, really. Because Chuck just sort of got up and walked out of the studio. I haven't seen him since. You know, I think he really was overcome, poor lad. But anyway, best of luck with whatever you're doing, Chuck. And it's been great knowing you, baby. I think he'll be back in a minute.
Wonderful music means the idea.
Well, it's a lousy day for a last day. I want to tell you that. It's grey outside and the boat is rocking around. I woke up this morning and I was just going up and down and up and down. I thought, this is it, you know. Maybe the tender won't even come out today. We can't go off. We'll have to do another day's broadcast or something.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Does the man in your life use Vitalis?
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Only Vitalis is 100% greaseless. Vitalis not only keeps a man's hair in place all day, but gives hair the natural look. If he's really the man in your life, buy him Vitalis.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Okie dokie, here's a great song. Mr. Chuck Berry is one of my former clients. It's called Back to Memphis, and it goes like this. The original Chuck Berry. Well, back to Memphis for Chuck Berry, and I don't know, maybe back to, maybe not. What am I talking about? 6:30 past 9 is the time, and that's by my Jauisser watch, incidentally. Jauisser is the famous Swiss-made 17-jeweled anti-magnetic wafer thin golden watch. If you didn't know, it's elegantly styled with a leather strap and sweep second hat. You can be on time with the Jauisser. Just send a 75-shilling postal order or check to Peter Walker Mail Order Company, 143 Lee Street, Ilford, Essex. Every Jauisser watch carries a 6-month guarantee, and if you're not entirely satisfied, your money will be refunded. I'll repeat that address for you slowly. Send 75 shillings to Peter Walker Mail Order Company, 143 Lee Street, L-E-Y. That's Lee Street, Ilford, Essex. That's Peter Walker Mail Order Company, 143 Lee Street, Ilford, Essex. And you too can be on time with Jauisser.
Wherever you go, go, go,
go with Big L all the way till 3 this afternoon, and from then on, well, I don't mind.
Get the new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulate. Consulate combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulate. Cool as a mountain stream. By Rothman of Pall Mall.
The latest one from Dave Barry is going to be a big hit for him, too. It's just a shame we're not going to be around to see it become a big hit. It's called Forever, and it's phased, folks, phased.
You're kind of love, my kind of, my kind of love.
Dave Berry, fellow who's been popular on the continent for quite a number of years now, but he's never been terribly, terribly popular in England. Maybe this one will help him attain that popularity. It's called Forever, and it's a Radio London climber for this week. As a matter of fact, Mike Lennox and Kenny Everett's climber on this final day of Big L.
If you've been asking for a smooth, longer than king-sized British cigarette, now you're gonna get it. Not in the UK, but in Europe, Channel Islands, cross-channel ships, and duty-free shops. Longer than king-size to smoke smoother. Yet the same price, duty-free.
Longer than king-size, smoother than king-size. Super King!
Internationally famous to Maurier Super King.
Good morning.
Is it really good?
Good morning.
Well, I suppose maybe.
Everything looks good when you open your eyes to Big L.
What's it going to be like tomorrow morning when you can't open your eyes with Big L?
Juicy fruit adds to your fun. It's aimed with everyone. Fine fruit flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet.
Juicy fruit adds to your fun. Juicy fruit chewing gum.
Treat yourself to Juicy Fruit chewing gum and give your taste a joyride. Juicy Fruit's got a tingling, fresh fruit flavor that lasts mouth-wateringly longer. New, exciting Juicy Fruit chewing gum in the bright yellow packet, sixpence.
Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. It's a with everyone. Fine fruit flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet.
Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Take some with you wherever you go.
My wife got tired of me running around, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hit my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine. 'Cause I can't get well without mustard gel. Well, one day while I was crossing the avenue, give me that wine.
Georgie Fame, of course, from 1964 when Radio London first started. Georgie Fame and Gimme That Wine, an old Revive 45. Actually, it's a Revive 33 and a third, if we want to be precise about it, which I suppose we do.
Some vinegar, salt, some vinegar. That's the taste for quick fried crisps. The taste to make you smack your lips. Salt, some vinegar, the flavour you love best. Quick, friend, I'll take the brand new way. It's salt and vinegar crisps.
Hey, have you tried Smith's salt and vinegar crisps yet? You haven't? You must be living in a cave.
Now it's here from Smith's Crisps, the flavour you love best. Oh, salt and vinegar, salt and vinegar, Smith's salt and vinegar crisps.
It's 16 and a half minutes past nine, and we now have a message from the Free Radio Association to all listeners of independent radio. The fight for free radio has not come to an end. Silent days lie ahead, but free radio will be back someday. The Free Radio Association now calls upon every listener to do two things. Firstly, place a regular order with your newsagent for Sound, the free radio magazine, on sale weekly from Friday the 20th of October. Secondly, and this is very vital, join the continuing fight for free radio by sending a stamped address envelope for associate membership to the Free Radio Association, 239 Eastwood Road, Rayleigh, Essex. That's 239 Eastwood Road, Rayleigh, spelled R-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H, Rayleigh, Essex. That address once again, 239 Eastwood Road, Rayleigh, in Essex. Send off today. Here's a song that we play quite a lot on Radio London. Excerpt from a teenage opera by Keith Webb.
Count the days into years. Yes, 82 brings many fears.
From this teenage opera. Dear, oh dear, something wrong with me there. I couldn't even remember the title. Number six on our final Fab 40 from Keith West. And here's exciting news if you want the best of Danish teak furniture at unbeatable prices, which I suppose one does, doesn't what? Come to the special sales of the latest teak furniture direct from Denmark, held every Sunday at 48 Hoxton Square, London, N1, 9 to 2. That's 9 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, of course. Not 9 in the evening to 2 in the morning. Bargains which must be seen to be believed, I'm told, include a limited number of teak dining room suites, comprising 6-foot sideboard, 4-foot dining table extending to 7 feet, and 4 panel back chairs, and all for only 49.5 guineas. There are dining chairs from 75 shillings, dining tables from 11 guineas, 3-piece suites from 25.5 guineas, and these are just a few examples from our fantastic range. Now, we'll deliver, or you can save even more money by bringing your own transport. Goods can be stored free of charge until required. Don't forget, Wharfside Furniture Supplies, 48 Hoxton Square, only 3 minutes from Old Street Tube Station, every Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Danish cheap furniture at less than wholesale prices. And by special request, every Monday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., or telephone Shoreditch, S-H-O, Shoreditch, 6599. Now, please don't forget that Wharfside will hold a sale every Sunday and Monday throughout the year. It's Wharfside Furniture Supplies, 48 Hoxton Square, every Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Baby, you're cool. And even though
like you've never been to school. I know you're fine.
On our final Fabulous 40.
You get a positive
charge.
Charge out of
Big Gal. How far does a girl have to go to get a really smooth cigarette?
Super King!
As far as Europe, the Channel Islands plus Channel ships or duty-free shops. Export only to Maurier Super King. Longer than king size to smoke smoother.
Longer than king size, smoother than king size. Super King!
This holiday, smoke Super King.
You do that small thing for me, will you? And what'll I do for you? Well, I can't really think of anything I can possibly do for you. 27 minutes past nine, I can tell you. It's 3 minutes away from news time with Chuck Blair. And from America comes this release from Eric Burden and the Animals. It's called San Francisco Nights. And if this doesn't make you want to go to San Francisco, well, I feel very sorry for you. Let's all go together, shall we? Hey, Dashville, here I come.
This following program is dedicated to the city and people of San Francisco, who may not know it, but they are beautiful. And so is their city. This is a very personal song, so if the viewer cannot understand it, particularly those of you who are European residents, save up all your bread and fly Translove Airways to San Francisco, USA. Then maybe you'll understand the song. It will be worth it. If not for the sake of this song, but for the sake of your own peace of mind.
Strobe lights beam, creates dreams. Walls move, minds do too. On a warm San Francisco night. Old child, young child, feel alright. On a warm San Francisco night.
Wonderful Radio London, and the time on the Pete Drummond Show is 9:30.
This has been the Ed Stewart Show. News next on London, the time 1:30.
Wonderful Radio London, news around the clock.
Dateline Monday, August the 14th, Southwest France. There have been more earth tremors and children and old people have been evacuated from the Arete area. Bulldozers are doing their best to sort out the debris of collapsed buildings. The tremors are reported to have been felt as far away as Bordeaux. The Congo, where a mob in Kinshasa ransacked the Belgian embassy there. Furniture was thrown out into the street and burnt on the pavement. An American who lives next to the embassy was beaten up by the mob. The riot is said to be in protest against the activities of white mercenaries in the Congo. Vietnam. and reports of a series of air attacks by American aircraft on targets in North Vietnam that were only 10 miles from the border with China. President Johnson's critics in the States have used these raids to accuse him of warmongering and playing with fire. Uxbridge. Television personality Michael Miles pleaded guilty to charges of drunkenness at Heathrow Airport when he appeared before the bench at Uxbridge. He was fined a total of £16. Cricket. And the weather has once again beaten both sides in the test match at Trent Bridge. There were large pools of water all over the pitch and some of them were close to the wicket itself. However, it's not raining there at the moment and the players took an early lunch. Finally, the weather. It'll continue dull and cool, although most of the rain has already fallen. Tonight will be cloudy but mainly dry. Today's high of 18 degrees centigrade, 64 degrees Fahrenheit, will fall to 13 degrees centigrade, 55 degrees Fahrenheit tonight. There'll be fresh southerly winds, and there's an unsettled outlook for tomorrow. The next news on Radio London, the last ever at 2:30. This is Paul Kay reporting.
Juicy Fruit present for the next 30 minutes some of the greatest and biggest record sellers over the past 2 years. But first, a theme I'm sure you're all familiar with. And for such a spectacular show, we have two very spectacular people. Your old friend, your regular Juicy Fruit DJ, Lee Peters, and our guest DJ, Tommy Vass.
Oh, boy, the Juicy Fruit Show never started like this before. Anyway, an intro like that makes it all worthwhile, just doesn't it? And we've got a great show with some of the greatest record sellers in the business and some great personalities, including lots of bright yellow packets of Juicy Fruit chewing gum, which appear to be all around the turntables. But then who can resist those delicious sticks of Juicy Fruit chewing gum? And talking of what's delicious, girls, here he is himself, the Tommy, the band.
Thanks a lot, Lee, and it's great to be here, good people. Starting off with a record that sold a million copies all over the world with an international number one sound. Lennon McCartney wrote it, also been recorded incidentally by the Fantastics. But this was the version that went to the top all around the world. The Beatles and a song called Day Tripper.
Don't tell me. Now, let me guess. I think it was John, Paul, George, and Ringo?
Oh, dear sir or madam, as the case may be, you've just won first prize in the Juicy Fruit Pick-Apart Contest.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, marvelous. And you can choose, you know, between a tour of the Battersea Gasworks.
Ooh.
Or an exciting course on how to tell the sheep from the goats from the sheep and the Shetland show in December. And incidentally, bring your own skis.
Oh, can't I just have a bright yellow packet of Juicy Fruit chewing gum?
Why?
Why? Because with that fruity flavor, your taste buds are really on a joyride.
No, keep the Juicy Fruit for after show. But right now, in the show, here's Tony Hatch.
Hello there, this is Tony Hatch. And it gives me very great pleasure to be here on this show. And I want to introduce a song that not only did a lot for me, it's just one of those lucky things that happens to a writer, but did a lot too for a young lady who's a very good friend of mine and we've worked together a lot, Miss Petula Clark. Now you know the song, it's Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose the light so much brighter there? You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bus maneuver.
forget all your cares, who knows
how. Fabulous sound there, everybody, of a song that sold a million copies and more around the world. That, of course, was who else but Miss Petula Clark and a song called Downtown.
And here's something else has been selling.
Juicy fruit adds to your fun. It's a hit with everyone. Fine food flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet. Juicy fruit adds to your fun. Juicy fruit chewing gum.
Treat yourself to Juicy Fruit chewing gum and give your taste a joyride. Juicy Fruit's got a tingling, fresh fruit flavor that lasts mouth-wateringly longer. New, exciting Juicy Fruit chewing gum in the bright yellow packet, sixpence.
Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. It's a hit with everyone. Fine fruit flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet. Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Take some with you wherever you go.
Well, here's something you don't know, Lee. I just sent out for some Juicy Fruit, and it should be here. Well, it should be here now. Oh, I see it's here. Well, next time, I swear, you know, I'm going to do my own sound effect. You bruised your thumbs doing that.
Ow!
Come in. It's incidentally now time on the Juicy Fruit Show to listen to that famous Juicy Fruiter, Eric Burdon.
Oh, Tony, this is Eric Burdon. I'd like to thank you for asking me along with the show. I'd like to play a record now, which was a big part of me, and it's sort of part of me. Sort of small history of music, because it was the first record that got us any airtime anywhere and allowed us to go to America and see the things I wanted to see. And it's called House of the Rising Sun.
That was the Animals number.
The House of the Rising Sun. What a fabulous
right.
record.
Yeah, but just about the longest pop ever made, I think.
I think it's a great record.
Now, look, tell me. Look, it's nice to have you here, but please try to keep stone while I'm nattering.
Well, look,
you?
I might say the same thing to you.
Well, on a Juicy Fruit Show, you wouldn't dare.
Oh, wouldn't I?
No.
Now, you look here, Lee. It's nice to have you here, but please try to keep stump when I'm nattering.
Now, look here. Is nothing sacred? It's a good job I've got my Juicy Fruit chewing gum to keep me calm. Now, if you're a good lad, Tommy, and put the next disc on nicely, I might even give you a stick.
Anything for Juicy Fruit. Talking about good things like Juicy Fruit, here's a former hit by the Monkees. I'm a believer, and I am.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Your love was out to get me. That's the way it seems.
Oh, great little bit of music there, Lee.
I want you to know you played it so beautifully, Tommy.
Oh, thank you, Lee. You know something? I owe it all to Juicy Fruit chewing gum and the bright yellow packet.
Yee-hoo!
Hey, was that you?
It was not. I've given them up.
Well, you better go back to them because the Diddy people are coming.
Cheers for souvenirs. Oh,
and believe you could forget me. After all the happy hours we spent, happiness, tears have been my own.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say how terribly cattiflorous and awfully plumptious it is to be with you, and how completely discomnocerated I am that you've just played my diddy disc.
Yes. Well, we're glad to, Doddy. How are things with you otherwise?
Well, things in naughty Nashville, well, things are booming at the Pickle Onion Factory, and all our other industries, all the diddy men, they're working overtime. They really are. They're all working overtime in Naughty Ash, at the snuff quarry. They're exporting Naughty Ash snuff by the hooterful for all the crowned noses of the world. And the Jambutty mines and the broken biscuit repair works, they're working, the pancake factory's working flat out. And the Naughty Ass Laundry, all the diddy men are all running round Naughty Ass Laundry saying, "Where's my shirt? I'm a shirt short. I can't find my shirt anywhere."
Ah, well, funny you should mention that, because just down the road there's a couple of short shirts just waiting for a little hairy man with a tickling stick.
Oh, yes, indeedy. We're here at the moment at the Fun Factory, the Palladium. And the show's going great, so if you'd like to come along and be tickled sometime, please be my guest. We've got a great show. We've got the Bell Cannon Trio, the Piero Brothers, the Goofers, Rosemary Squires, and, of course, the Bluebell Girls, who are all diddy ladies of about 6 foot high each. The diddy men are here in person, and at the moment, I'm introducing a new song, which just happens to be my latest record, which is released next week, called Mine. So if Mine is as successful as Tears, you know, I shall be completely tatifalarious and absolutely discomnocerated.
I'm sure we'll all be absolutely discomnocerated, Doddy.
So, there you are. And so to all the diddy people listening, I'd like to say tatty-bye, everybody. Tatty-bye.
Tatty-bye, Doddy-o.
Thank you, Miss. What a nice chap this is. I do hope they give him a lot more work.
Yes, tatty-bye, tatty-bye. Yeah. Hey, Tommy, have you seen my bright yellow packet?
No, or did you have any?
Well, of course I did. It was right here when Doddy... Oh, so that's it. I thought his tickling stick bag was a bit lumpy when he went. He's nicked all me juicy fruit chewing gum, the rubbing duddy.
Hey, he's had mine too. We're both in the same boat. Well, we're more or less without a boat now, without a stick of juicy fruit chewing gum.
Ah, well, there won't be anyone in the boat soon anyway. Where will we get our satisfaction then, kiddies?
How about the Rolling Stones?
Disc, if ever I heard one. I'm glad the Rolling Stones got over their bit of bother, aren't you, Tommy?
I am really, honestly relieved about that, but it's a little bit quiet around here now.
Well, yeah, that's true. But never mind, maybe we'll have a happening soon. Let's hope it's something as good as the fruity...
juicy.
Long-lasting.
Luscious.
Flavor of juicy fruit chewing gum.
Did you give him one?
Give him one? What?
A bright yellow package of juicy fruit chewing gum.
You only said that because it's easier to say juicy fruit chewing gum than Engelbert Humperdinck.
How did you guess? Can I play the disc now?
Yes, but only if you can say it.
Okay, here's Dinky Hoom Bertley Hank.
You mean Bertie Hoom Engeldink?
No, I don't. I mean Hinkle Doom...
Look, somebody get us out of this. And who better than Engelbert Humperdinck?
My latest release is a number called The Last Waltz, which was written by Les Reed and arranged by Les Reed. And it's... I'm hoping it has the same effect as my very first one, which, of course, was Release Me.
Darling, let me go. Elvis, I'm going to get everybody singing that wonderful song called Release Me.
And I want to tell you now, in answer to a fantastic number of requests...
Yeah, from the man right there in the goldfish bowl, namely our producer, Bob Brooksby.
Yes,
from our sponsor?
No. Look, do me a favor, pipe down, Tommy. I only want to tell them the secret of Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Yeah.
Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. It's a hit with everyone. Fine fruit flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet. Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Treat yourself to Juicy Fruit chewing gum and give your taste a joyride. Juicy Fruit's got a tingling, fresh fruit flavor that lasts mouth-wateringly longer. New exciting Juicy Fruit chewing gum in the bright yellow packet, sixpence.
Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. It's a hit with everyone. Fine fruit flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet. Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Take some with you wherever you go.
Let me guess. It's fruity, juicy, and long-lasting.
Yes, but that's not all.
No. What else,
then? Well, look, I'll tell you what, Tommy. Here's a tanner. After the show, go and buy yourself... I said after the show! Oh, charming, isn't it? I'll bet he'll be back. Anyway, it gives me a chance to play the one that everyone was singing not so long ago, me included.
In the night, exchanging glances, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been
train-da-doo-dee-doo and all that. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad that one made the chart. It's a beautiful melody, isn't it?
Hey, Lee, look, I got some.
Got some what?
Some Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Well, good. I tell you what, Tommy, the mic is yours. Tell us all about it, eh?
Fabulous, groovy, out of sight, uptight, marvelous, and on top of that...
Yeah, but that's enough. Now, don't get the wind up. It's only Gary Brooker from the Procol Harum.
This is Gary Brooker from Procol Harum. It was a very sad day. I'd like to say thank you to everybody concerned for Radio London, as they were the first ever to play our record. And we know that the name will live on as long as the station's been going. And so let's just hear a strange sound one more time.
Said the title for you, Whiter Shade of Pale from the Procol Harum. And that's one that we'll remember at home and we'll go on playing. Another thing that we'll remember wherever we are...
Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. It's a hit with everyone. Fine fruit flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet. Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Treat yourself to Juicy Fruit chewing gum and give your taste a joyride. Juicy Fruit's got a tingling, fresh fruit flavor that lasts mouth-wateringly longer. New, exciting Juicy Fruit chewing gum in the bright yellow packet, sixpence.
Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. It's a hit with everyone. Fine fruit flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet. Juicy Fruit adds to your fun. Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Take some with you wherever you go.
So Well, treat yourself to lots of it. It's always worth more pay for it. You ready, this big boy? Your chance is
the money. You know, something's in place and big money. Associate this country for 18 months with Elvis Presley. And talk to the kid.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's the hard to do, cause I don't have a word in thought. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, cause I don't have a word in thought. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. Moose it in, soon stay to laying house. Stay to laying house. Do my shots blind still. Moose it in, soon stay to laying house. Stay to laying house. Do my shots blind still. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start.
Elvis Presley and what could be more appropriate? Well, I guess that just about wraps it up, doesn't it, Tommy?
Sure does, Lee. Till we meet again, good people out there in Radio Land. This is TV on Radio, Tommy Vance, saying specifically to you today, goodbye.
Goodbye now, Tommy Vance. And now, as usual, about now on the Juicy Fruit Show, we hear this sound. Oh, that's always been such a happy sound for me before, but suddenly it's a bit of sadness. I've told you all about the Juicy Fruit chewing gum in the bright yellow packet for the last time. How juicy and fruity it is and how long-lasting. Remember, it'd still be around in the shops for five luscious sticks, so treat yourselves.
Right, thank you very much, Lee Peters and Tommy Vance.
London, London, that's my home.
It'll continue dull and cool, although most of the rain has already fallen. Tonight will be cloudy, but mainly dry. Today's high of 18 centigrade, 64 Fahrenheit, will fall to 13 centigrade, 55 Fahrenheit tonight. There'll be fresh, southerly winds. There is an unsettled outlook for tomorrow. This is Radio London on 266 meters. The time is 2 o'clock.
And now, Radio London presents their final hour.
You're hearing things on Wonderful Radio London.
Yes, thank you, Paul, and a very good afternoon to you all. Ed Stewart here with Myrtle. Hello, Myrtle.
Hello, Dale.
And Paul, well, we've got fun for the next hour, haven't we?
Yes, indeed, and we're not alone with Myrtle because we also have Cliff Richard.
Many thanks for all the plugs in the past, and thanks for being so nice about our records. Hope and wish you all the very best for the future, staff and DJs and whatever you do.
It's all over. Didn't even cry. I just stopped living when you said goodbye. Stop living, couldn't stand the pain. Heather grows like leaves in September, looks as fresh in spring. Love that warms like summer sun, and die when winter comes.
tell you about a revolutionary new kind of smoke. John Cotton Cigarillos. Mild cigar tobacco wrapper outside, mild cigar tobacco inside. 100% cigar tobacco and filter tip. No strong like a big cigar and no expensive. Only 5 and 5 for $20. And at 5 and 5 for $20, you can afford to hand them around. Join the smoking revolution. Smoke John Cotton Cigarillos.
Well, at least somebody has the freedom to smoke and do whatever they like. How's it going, Ed?
Oh, pretty well, thanks, Paul. Pretty well. Getting all the messages. Everybody's here in the studio and all's happening.
Yes, indeed. We've got another message, too.
Can you try it, Miss Herbert?
Well,
Next! Go ahead, girls, have got a type.
But I haven't the time
cool
or money.
Cool it, baby.
Sight and sound education can teach you to touch type in just 12 hours. Only 1 hour a day, any hour that suits you, up till 8 at night. The cost of the course, just 12 guineas. With Sight and Sound, you learn to type the easy way. It's almost automatic. No textbooks, no teachers, no practice. You don't even have to spell. If you want to get ahead fast, call Sight and Sound now at 636-8873. That's 636-8873. Whatever you're doing today, in 12 days' time, you can type.
Hello, this is Lulu speaking. I'd just like to say how awful I feel that Big L is going off the air, because when I'm in my car every day, I have it blaring like mad, and I really will miss it. I don't know about anybody else. And I'd like to wish all the DJs and everybody on London all the best of luck in the world. Even though it's a lie.
And there she goes, the lovely Lulu. Lovely to have Lulu here on our final hour here on Miguel. Isn't it lovely, Paul?
Oh, smashing on that.
Roman Empire!
At the risk of repeating myself, hi, this is Mark Roman. A couple of years ago, I had the experience of a lifetime joining Miguel. Now, I've got another experience of a lifetime leaving. But sincerely, I want to say that I had a ball being with all the boys on the boat. Great fun. Hope to see you again real soon. Until then, watch out for those greens and browns and blues and yellows.
Happiness is
T.W.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Great to be back on Radio London. Even if it is for this sad occasion. So many memories, so many friends that I've made among the listeners, and so many friends I've made among the crew, and the disc jockeys that have worked from time to time from Radio London. And I think my closing thoughts would be how pleased I am that, particularly on Radio London, so many DJs have emerged, and you'll be able to hear them in the future. And I think that they will, through their training at Radio London, emerge in a very short time as big names. I think of names like Tony Blackburn and Kenny Everett, Keith Skews, Ed Stewart, Michael Lennox, and so many others, and I think two of the original team, and it would be not wise for me to forget Pete Brady, should I say, because I think that in times to come, Pete is going to be a very, very big name, because he was, as you know, our original breakfast announcer, and a very competent one. Goodbye to you, and God bless.
Okay, thank you very much, T.W., and something T.W. has used many times in the past, usually to cover his knees, yes, is look transparent cooking film, because remember, girls, you can see right through look. It's great for wrapping sandwiches and keeping food fresh in the fridge, and you use look for roasting as well. It lets you see when the meat's cooked, and you don't take it off for browning, so look out for look in the blue and orange triangular pack, and you'll find it at your grocer, stationer, or hardware shop.
Hello there, this is John Walker. I would just like to say I'm very sorry to hear that Big L is biting the dust, but I'm sure everything will work out all right for all the DJs and everybody, but I think we're going to miss all of them.
Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do. you really love him, and there's nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through. Easy on yourself, cause breaking up is so very hard to do.
And that's just exactly what we appear to be doing right here on The Big Al at the moment in this, our final hour.
Use Vitalis.
Don't ruin your hair with messy grease.
Pure and natural.
Or make it dry and dull with water.
Keeps your hair in place all day.
Use Vitalis, the hairdressing that's clear, clean and natural.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keeps your hair in place all day.
Vitalis Secret. It's the only hairdressing with invisible V-serum
that keeps your hair in place all day.
Do your hair a favour.
Hello, this is Mick Jagger here and saying hello to Radio London. We're very sad to see you go. We hope to see you one day again. So you've given us a lot of good times. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Boy, Mick, you don't know how right you are. Thank you very much, Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, and the last time here on Radio London.
Hello, this is John Peel, and I've only been with Radio London about 5 months, but during those 5 months, I've met some very nice, very kind people, and I've enjoyed myself very much indeed. And in some way, myself and the Perfumed Garden will get back to you. Thank you.
In answer to thousands of letters that we've received from listeners during the last few days, we've produced a special 45 disc featuring some of the great highlights of Big L so that you can hear the Radio London sound whenever you want in the months and years ahead. Get your Big L disc today. Send 12 and 6 to Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
Hi, this is Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys, and I wish the rest of the guys could be here to say farewell to Radio London. And I had a lovely day Friday out in the ship with all the guys, and the rest of the Beach Boys and myself are very sorry that Radio London's going off the air, because we feel that because of Radio London, we owe a lot of our success to Radio London's playing of our records, and we're very sad to see it go off, as a lot of our fellow American artists are, and we'd just like to say thank you.
My children were raised, you know, they suddenly rise. They started so long ago, head to toe, helping well the end was. Sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the heroes and
new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulate. Consulate combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulate. Cool as a mountain stream. By Rothmans of Pall Mall.
And you're listening to The Final Hour on Radio London with Stu Putt,
Paul Kay,
and
Myrtle.
Hello, dear.
Hello to you.
Well, what are you doing then? Let's keep moving on, because we haven't got many minutes to go, Paul. So what are we coming up next? Lots of more stars and everything.
Oh, yes. Well, let's hear from...
Hi, this is Duncan Johnson. Well, times have really changed since way back in 1964, when I was one of the small group that helped to pioneer commercial radio in Britain. And with the demise of Radio London, an era has ended. One that I hope will start again anew somewhere, sometime.
Do you run your own business? Are your van problems becoming a headache? Let Avis take you out of the transport business and put you back into your own business. Avis can supply you with up-to-date Bedford 1500 weight and Bedford 800 weight vans at economical rates. Why not ring Avis Van Rental at Mayfair 7811? Ring Mayfair 7811 for full details.
Hello, this is Cat Stevens, and I'd like to say, first of all, how very, very sorry I am to hear that Radio London is going off the air, because I think it's really helped a lot of people in the past. It certainly helped me, what with I Love My Dog, and I really am quite sorry to hear it's going off.
I love my dog as much as I love you. The youth may fade, my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love and laugh. I said, I love my dog.
Hello, Big L listeners. Kenny Everett here. I'm sure you've heard a lot of the messages from the other DJs saying how terribly sorry they are that Big L is coming off the air and what a crime it is. Well, I'm probably Big L's strongest admirer because I was there right from, about a month before it started broadcasting and was there up until about 6 months ago. So I've seen Big L go through all its various stages and phases and everything. And I know almost everybody that works there today. And there's not very many weeks go by that a couple of the people who work there now don't come around for tea, and we have long chats about the boat because it's a fantastically interesting topic. It really is. Big L has occupied my every waking moment since I left it. I don't know whether I'm sorry I left because, you know, you've got to move around, etc. But there's not a day goes by that I don't drag out the photographs of Big L and look over them, and all the memories come flooding back. It's lovely. All the people that work there are really gassy people. They're too much. I've never met a livelier bunch of more dedicated people in my life than the people who work in the office and on the boat too. There's a tremendous spirit. Big L will always be remembered as the fantastic radio station it is today because it's being chopped off at its prime, and anything that happens like that usually is remembered for years and years and years. And I think that if people do their bit and keep on remembering Big L and keep pestering for commercial radio to come back, then the same people who are in it now will take over again, and we'll get Big L once again, only this time on land, so it'll be clearer, it'll be better in every way. So let's keep thinking about Big L and all the tremendous people you've heard on the air, like
Kenny Everett
and Dave Cash. I'd like to say thanks to Dave Cash too, because the Kenny and Cash program was really a gas to do. Also Alan Keane, who's been a lovely program director and supplied us with some really superb records. And that's about it, really. It's just been a gas, and I won't forget it. I hope you won't, too.
This is Pete Drummond. I've been with Radio London for 11 and a half months, and I would have liked to have made it a year, but when the Postmaster General says go, well, I suppose one has to go. Truthfully, Radio London has been a unique station where freedom of speech and music has not been denied to the disc jockeys or to the audience. I doubt you'll ever see the like of it again. Thank you anyway for listening to me, and I hope we'll meet again very soon. I love you all.
Well, thank you, Dum Dum. Next on London, we'll be hearing our final newscast of the day with our news director, Paul Kay.
Wonderful Radio London. News around the clock.
Dateline Monday, August the 14th, Southwest France. There have been more earth tremors and children and old people have been evacuated from the Arret area. Bulldozers are doing their best to sort out the debris of collapsed buildings. The tremors are reported to have been felt as far away as Bordeaux. The Congo, where a mob in Kishanzi ransacked the Belgian embassy there. Furniture was thrown out into the street and burnt on the pavement. An American who lives next to the embassy was beaten up by the mob. The riot is said to be in protest against the activities of white mercenaries in the Congo. Vietnam. Reports of a series of air attacks by American aircraft on targets in North Vietnam that were only 10 miles from the border with China. President Johnson's critics in the States have used these raids to accuse him of warmongering and playing with fire. Uxbridge. Television personality Michael Miles pleaded guilty to charges of drunkenness at Heathrow Airport when he appeared before the bench at Uxbridge. He was fined a total of £16. Cricket. And the weather has once again beaten both sides in the test match at Trent Bridge. There were large pools of water all over the pitch, and some of them were close to the wicket itself. However, it's not raining there at the moment, and the players took an early lunch. And unfortunately, at this time, we can't say the next news on Radio London will be heard at, so we just go to...
Well, Paul, you are the only original member of the original crew left here on Radio London, so that means you've done 2 2/3 years. Now, not only have you been there all that time, but a few weeks before Radio London ever went on the air. Have you any sort of memory? Can you take yourself back those times and tell us something about the old days?
Well, yes, I can. Of course, it was nothing like as comfortable as it is now. Things have improved progressively as the station has become more successful and we've got things a bit more right on the boat. There was a time when we didn't know how much water we used, let alone how much we were going to need next day, you know. Yes. And that's why I grew the beard, actually, incidentally. It's no water, you see, at one stage, so I gave up shaving. I think the other thing that's difficult to imagine now, because Radio London's a household word and we got lots and lots of listeners, but in those days we weren't at all sure if we had any at all. And in the very early days, we'd only been transmitting for a few weeks, I was driving down from Shepherd's Bush in a car and I had to stop rather hurriedly at the lights. And a bicycle came screaming up behind me and nearly went into the boot. And a rather angry gentleman on the bicycle just paddled his way around to the driver's side window and said, "Wonderful Radio London." I realised I had a sticker in the back window, and I also realised we'd got at least one listener. Great moment for me, and one of the discs we were playing in those days was by The Drifter.
Come on over to my place. Oh, hey girl, we're having a party. Oh, we'll be swinging, dancing and singing. Baby, come and sing. Oh, baby, won't you come on over?
Here's Paul Kay with the record he remembers from the early days of Radio London. And now, everybody...
Hello, everyone. This is Tony Blackburn here. It was only a matter of 4 weeks ago that I was saying goodbye to you, but I had no idea at the time that Radio London would be going off the air, and when I heard this, it gave me a great shock. I'm sure that Radio London is going to be missed by many millions of people who have grown to love the station, as indeed I have, because when I'm off the station myself, I also listen in, and it's given me immense pleasure as well. I think this station, to me, has given everything, and everything I now have, I owe to Radio London. And it's also been a terrific pleasure working this last year with Radio London because the people connected with it. An absolutely marvellous crowd behind the scenes, and it's been so nice working with people who are really enthusiastic and all with the same aim, in other words, to pioneer commercial radio. I'm very, very sorry indeed that London has to go off the air. And I'd just like to thank all those people who I've been connected with over this last year, from the disc jockeys to my programme director, Alan Keane, and to all the salesmen, in fact, every single person connected with Radio London. I'd like to say a very goodbye to you, and also a special goodbye to Bigger.
I don't know what it's all about, but I feel I'll soon find out. I'm sure I never felt this secure. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me. A girl like me. Must be you that I care.
And there goes a group. We were very fortunate to hear their first record on Radio London called Groovin', and that was their first big smash in England. That one's going to be another big follow-up, A Girl Like You, The Young Rascals. Next on London, we'll be hearing our final newscast of the day with our news director, Paul Kay.
Sad to think that that is the last newscast from Radio London, the station that started the first ever offshore news service. I hope it has been a service, and that I will once again be able to say, Paul Kay reporting.
Yes, a sad time indeed, Paul. Anyway, girls, let me remind you for the very last time, and I'm sadder that's the last time because this is such a wonderful offer on the market at the moment. Look transparent cooking film, because you can see right through Look. It's great for wrapping sandwiches and keeping your food fresh in the fridge, and you use Look for roasting as well. It lets you see when the meat's overcooked and you don't take it off for browning. But anyway, look out for Look, because we'll all be looking out for Look as well ourselves in the shops. It's in the blue and orange triangular pack at your grocer, stationer or hardware shop.
Hi, this is Madeline Bell. I want to say it's a real drag that Radio London should be coming off. I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of other pop singers when I say that this is a real drag. And I'd like to say good luck to all the DJs and all the staff of Radio London. And I hope to hear from you soon.
Madeline Bell here on Radio London. Thank you, Madeline, for that message. On Radio London, as the minutes tick away, we're now going to hear from two more Radio London disc jockeys.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very thankful for this last opportunity to say goodbye and best wishes to Radio London's vast audience. I could talk for hours about the gratitude in my heart for the reception I've received in this country and on the Radio London team. As an American with 12 years in broadcasting, I've never experienced such a wonderful, steadfast, loyal audience as I have during the past 14 months in offshore radio. The thing that impresses me the most was that I was accepted before having to prove myself. To the wonderful team of Radio London, to the professional team of Radio London, to the incredulously loyal audience, and to all my friends that have heard me when I was at my best and at my worst, I bid you fond farewell, cheers, take care, and God bless.
Dear sir, I am returning these gloves because I feel...
Whenever you want to say, you can say it better when you type. Sight and sound education can teach you to type in just 12 hours. You drop in for only 1 hour a day, any time that suits you up till 8 at night. In a fortnight, you'll be touch typing like the professionals, and all you pay is 12 guineas. With Sight and Sound, you learn the easy way. You learn automatically. No textbooks, no teachers, no practice. You don't even have to concentrate. Call us at 636-8873 or write to Sight and Sound 214, Oxford Street, Oxford Circus, London W1. Don't bother to type your letter. We'll look after that.
You get a quick tan with QT, a double tan, you see.
It tans you anytime,
rain or shine,
when you use QT.
QT quick tanning lotion tans you in 3 to 5 hours with or without the sun. Apply QT tonight, wake up tomorrow with a gorgeous tan. Use QT in the sun, see your tan deepen.
You get a quicker tan, a double tan, when you use QT.
Now available in England from all chemists and leading stores.
Hello everyone, this is Chris Denning. You know, it's very nearly 12 months since I left Radio London, Big L if you like, and although it's such a long time ago, I still think back to it as one of the most important parts of my career to date. More important, I think I look back to it as one of the happiest times I spent those 6 months on Big L. Really great. Anyway, this is just a brief goodbye to everyone on the ship and to wish them all the best of luck, and most important of all, a goodbye to you, the Big L listeners. Cheerio, everyone.
We interrupt this program to bring you an urgent message for all smokers going abroad this summer.
Super Kings!
Come back with a Super Tan and Dumouriez Super Kings, the longer than king-size British cigarettes you've been longing to smoke. They're export only.
Longer than king-size, smoother than king-size.
Super Kings abroad, bring a carton back.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave Cash, a voice you probably haven't heard on Radio London for quite a while. I'd like to take this opportunity to say goodbye to the Big L because of the fact without it, a lot of things could never have happened for me and for a lot of other people. It gave me a start in Britain, as it gave a lot of disc jockeys and a lot of artists. And it is the saddest thing that I ever have to say since I've been here is goodbye to a radio station that I believe in. And I also talk, I'm sure, as he will later on, about Kenny Everett because of the fact that Big L gave the Kenny Cash program the biggest boost that ever happened. And if we do get back on another radio station somewhere, sometime, the Big L gave us our start, and we want to thank them for it. Thank you.
When you rent a car from Avis, would you make two promises, please? Promise to fasten your seatbelt for your sake, and promise to pay Avis for Avis's sake. Fair enough, isn't it? Avis is the name. Mayfair 7811 is their number. Remember it. Mayfair 7811.
Hello, this is Jonathan King here. A lot of you in Radio London will know that I am very, very attached indeed to the ship and all the people on it. I've been out there a number of times and I've had many, many happy times with the disc jockeys and the staff. It's very heartrending for me to hear that the station is going off. I'm very delighted to hear that it is going up with such dignity. All the time that it has been on the air, it has given and it has had faith in people. And this is something which is very hard to find in our life and society as it is at the moment. I think Radio London has given so much to the whole of the English nation, and I, for one, am very, very grateful to it.
Streets full of people, all alone. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
Yes, and just to think, Jonathan, it was almost 2 years to the day when that became a great big hit all over the country. Jonathan King's lovely song, Everyone's Gone to the Moon.
Bruce Vitalis!
Don't ruin your hair with messy grease.
Pure and natural.
Or make it dry and dull with water.
Keeps your hair in place today.
Use Vitalis, the hairdressing that's clear, clean and natural.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keeps your hair in place all day.
Vitalis Secret. It's the only hairdressing with invisible V7.
That keeps your hair in place all day.
Do your hair a favor.
Greetings to you. This is Keith Skews, and saying, rather sadly for the second time around, goodbye. It was only some 3 weeks ago that I said cheerio before I went off on holiday. And now, having returned today and duly been suntanned on both my left and right kneecap, I find that the Marine Offences Bill is about to become law. The Marine Offences Bill, which forbids British subjects to serve on offshore radio stations. 15th of August 1967 is indeed a very black, a sad day in offshore history. During the past 3 years, the pace and interest in radio has more than trebled, and the sales of radios have quadrupled. Offshore has been directly responsible, offshore radio that is. Over the past 3 years, a large number of pop stars have been born and a number of new record companies launched. Moreover, the listeners, you at home, have been well satisfied with the sounds emanating from your radio sets. Well, I briefly just like to express my sincere thanks to Philip Birch, our managing director, and also to Alan Keane, the program director. Alan, incidentally, who doesn't want his name mentioned. And to all the Radio London staff at 17 Curzon Street, as indeed to the captain and crew of the MV Galaxy, the disc jockeys, and the engineers. We mustn't forget the cook as well on board. All have helped to make 1966 and 1967 very happy years in the life of one Richard Keith Skews. And I'd like to thank you at home, the listeners to Radio London, most sincerely for being absolutely wonderful and for allowing me to lurk locally inside your radio sets. Well, Keith Skews signing off now, wishing you everything you wish yourselves.
Have you ever been?
Have
have you ever been? Well, needless to say, you're okay with wonderful Radio London.
You're listening to the final minutes in the life of Radio London and to the voices of DJs, past and present.
Hi, good people. This is TV on Radio Tommy Vance. Although I've only been associated with Radio London for something like 2 weeks, I feel as sad as everybody else that is coming off the air. It's been a part of an era that has proved something in broadcasting, especially in this, the United Kingdom. I've had a wonderful time, and I know you have by virtue of seeing all your letters that have come into Radio London. I only hope in the future something else is going to come along that's going to be just as good and just as wonderful. But I also hope that you will never really ever forget Radio London. So for the final time, this is TV on Radio, Tommy Vance saying, specifically to all of you good, loyal Radio London listeners out there, goodbye.
Thank you very much, Tommy. And indeed, many of the people who will be sad to lose Radio London are the people who have been able to sell their products over our station. We talk about the advertisers. We've had advertisers who've had serious commercials, funny commercials, and catchy musical jingles. And our last commercial on Radio London is one of those catchy musical jingles, Contulus Cigarettes.
Get the new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulet. Consulet combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulet. Cool as a mountain stream. By Rothmans of Pall Mall.
Hi there, this is Dusty Springfield on Radio London. And I suppose it's sort of sad, really, saying a goodbye to all the people who listen to Radio London, and that's millions and millions, I'm sure. And I hope it won't be too long before we're all again listening to Big L. I want to thank everybody there for being so kind to me and playing my records. And my mum said this morning, actually, I was talking to her, said she doesn't quite know what she's going to do. She says she'd go potty without Radio London. So best wishes to everybody, and let's hope that we'll all be listening again pretty soon. Bye-bye, and thanks.
Left alone with just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to fear. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. Me.
And thank you, Dusty. You don't have to say you love me. Well, what more can I say? It's time for me to say goodbye. When I think back to about 2.5 years ago when I arrived back in England from Hong Kong, a penniless bass player and a hick jock, and then Radio London gave me the chance to come into your homes, which has been the most wonderful thing in the last 2 years. It's given me the chance to meet Myrtle, get a name of Stewpot. In fact, it's given me a complete life for 2 whole years as I've been out here on the ship, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And now I want to say hi to somebody who's become such a huge name on Radio London, right around the country, Tom Jones.
I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score. But now you've treated me sort of wrong. I fall in love.
So there we go, Tom Jones, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And Tom, since you had your first hit with us here on Radio London, it's not unusual. And right up till I'll Never Fall in Love Again, you've been wonderful.
This is Ringo, and I'm just saying cheerio to all you Radio London listeners, because as you know, we're going off the air. It's a bit of a pity, and the radio will never be the same, but it's one of those things. Cheerio.
mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
It was just 3 years ago this month that the idea for Radio London was born. 4 months after that time, Radio London was on the air. And 4 months after that, national opinion polls showed that it had millions of listeners. Now it's to end. During the past 3 years, I feel that Radio London has done very little harm, but an awful lot of good. During those 3 years, it's helped organizations such as the Institute for the Blind, Oxfam, the Cancer Fund, the Lifeboat Service, to raise funds for their very worthwhile causes. It saved the life of an airman who bailed out of over the North Sea and was picked up by Radio London's tender. In closing, Radio London would like to give very special thanks to Lord Denham, who fought our case in the House of Lords, and to Lord Arran for all of his help, to the Shadow Postmaster General, Paul Bryan, to Ian Gilmore and the other MPs who stood up in the House of Commons and fought our case. I would like to give my personal thanks to all of the staff at 17 Curzon Street, to all of the DJs, to Captain Bunninger and his crew, to the 1,027 advertisers who have supported Radio London in the last 3 years and used Radio London to help sell their products. But most of all, I'd like to thank you, one of the 12 million listeners in the UK and the 4 million listeners in Holland, France, Belgium, Germany, and the other countries on the continent, for all of the support that you have given Radio London during the last 3 years. If during that time Radio London has brought a little warmth, a little friendliness, a little happiness in your life, then it's all worthwhile. As one listener put it, the world will get by without Big L, but I'm not sure that it will be a better place. Thank you.
coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Big L time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
To introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
It came about because of Caroline. It came about actually a bit earlier than that, because the Swedish station, that and Veronica, had been on air for some time before Caroline, and I think they inspired Caroline. And then Caroline came on air and did it incredibly badly, because Caroline's approach to commercial broadcasting was one that was completely out of touch with reality. Their idea was that they thought they needed a commercial station in order to provide a facility for records to be aired. At that time, if you produced a record in this country, if the BBC, for some reason, for its own perfectly good reasons, didn't like to broadcast it, it got no exposure, and so the chances of making a sale or making a hit with a record were quite small. because there was just no exposure opportunity. And that was what was behind Caroline.
Record Fair. There's a Radio Caroline record shop in your town. The shop with the bell in the window. The record shop to get the records you hear on this station. The shop where you get photographs of the DJs and the good ship Caroline. The place to join the Caroline Club. Keep listening. In Stockport, Cheshire, there's Neild & Hardy Limited, our 14 Great Underbank. In Manchester, it's the Jamboree, 60 Victoria Street, Manchester 3. In Bury, Melody Fair Limited at 24 Market Street. In Colne, the Almain Company, 34 Market Street. In Oldham, Discland Limited off Market Avenue. In Walkton, Discland Limited off Arndale House, Bolton Road. And in Ashton-under-Lyne, The Groove, 8, 10 and 12 George Street, Ashton. So now you know where to get the latest and greatest records, photographs of Radio Caroline and the DJs, and where you can join the Caroline Club. If you missed any names, write to 61 Lord Street, Liverpool 2, and they'll be happy to tell you of your nearest official Radio Caroline record shop, the record shop with a bell in the window.
Thank you very much indeed, Carl. The time on Caroline? Now, let's see, it's 23 minutes before 9 o'clock. 23 minutes before 9, you're listening to the early show coming to you from Radio Caroline, your all-day music station, situated at 199 metres on your medium wave band. Stay tuned to us. We've got all the best sounds for you.
When Caroline came on air, although it had quite a following in that it was a very romantic era in broadcasting from the seas, it was incredibly badly managed, and the whole thing was a financial disaster. In fact, Caroline was pretty consistently a financial disaster from beginning to end. Not absolutely all the time, but the majority of the time. And of course, the result also was that it didn't sound as good as a commercial station should sound. And of course, this is likely to be when, in fact, if you have a radio station and your purpose is to promote certain records, then you'll tend to give those overexposure, and you will not be taking those records or broadcasting them on merit, but you will be broadcasting them because you have a financial interest. And that in itself made the sound wrong. So I was talking about this to a friend of mine, an old friend of mine, and together we got the idea, well, you know, we could do it so much better, I could do it so much better, because he was an American. And we got on the phone to a number of old friends, and everybody coughed up some money, and off we went, and it started from there.
Wonderful Big L Radio London. Wonderful Big L.
Wonderful Radio London.
The whole thing was a strange sort of gamble in that I had worked for J. Walter Thompson for almost 15 years. It was just about 15 years. And most of that time had been in the United States. And coincidentally, I had that summer, I think, been thinking of doing other things. In fact, I had a property company that I'd set up when I arrived back in the UK 2 or 3 years earlier. That was doing fine because property was very successful in those days, and many years since it's been successful. I mean, not that company, because I decided to wind that company down because I couldn't possibly do that and Radio London. But what I'm really saying is that I was ready to move out of advertising, and I didn't quite know which direction I was going in, although I was thinking property. So when I left J. Walter Thompson, I can remember the managing director of J. Walter Thompson said that he thought I was out of my mind because I had a marvelous career with JWT and I was throwing it all up, that the government was going to bring in legislation that would put us out of business within 6 months. And the fairly substantial amount of money that we had to find for the ship and the whole cash flow, you know, the operation, I mean, employing all those people before we started broadcasting, would go down the drain. So I can remember replying that I've done my sums very carefully, and I figured that if we could survive 18 months and the government would stay away from us for 18 months, we could survive more or less forever, because by that time we would be completely viable and financially successful. his reply was, "You're out of your mind. You'll be sunk within 6 months." And it was very sensible advice. I mean, I'm not in any way saying he was wrong, because it certainly seemed like that. But I just very much wanted to do it, you know. And sometimes, I suppose, one does things on the basis of intuition and forgets good judgment. And I don't recommend it to anyone, but in this particular case, I did want to do it, and it paid off.
If you want to sell in England, if you want to tell everybody what you got, radio's the way to do it. Radio London is the very spot.
We decided that we would do it in a completely professional way. I mean, we knew how to do it in a completely professional way. We knew that one needs jingles for links, and one needs it for the whole sort of sound and the speed of presentation, the vitality of the station. So we went to Pam's, because one of my colleagues lives in Dallas, and so that was easy. But of course I knew of Pam's because I lived in New York for many years, and Pam's, among other many other things, supplied the jingles for New York's most successful light entertainment station, which was WABC.
Music
power. 77. New York, WABC.
ABC. Music power.
Power. WABC.
KFWB. Channel 98. You ain't heard nothing yet. Wonderful Radio London. Biggest sound around Big L.
Anyway, so we got our jingles produced there, and then we had to set about buying a ship. And one of the partners knew somebody who knew somebody. It was one of those things, who had this old American minesweeper, which I think had a Spanish name at the time, because it would had been used as some kind of a cargo ship. And so we bought it and changed its name to Galaxy, because one of the things in the presentation of Radio London was to talk big. You remember, we called it Big L. We wanted to do it in a big and professional way. And Galaxy means big, and it also means stars. And so we liked that. That was the reason behind. We even thought of calling it Radio Galaxy, but that was inconsistent with our overall aims of... we really believed that commercial radio would come, and we wanted to be in the vanguard of that. I mean, we hoped, we didn't succeed, but we hoped that we would eventually be licensed to broadcast from the shore.
From a very modest beginning in antiquity, where Romans roamed, Saxons sacked, and started our history, this self-reliant, sprawling giant of a city came to be. London, London, that's my hometown. London, London, that's my hometown.
The twinkle came in July 64, and we were on air just before Christmas. It was December 23rd, that sort of date of 1964. So in that 5 months, we sort of raised the money, bought the ship, fitted the ship out with the 50,000 watt RCA transmitter and the enormous mast, sailed it across the Atlantic. I mean, we had a professional crew sail it across the Atlantic and set it up in the North Sea and start broadcasting. It was a fairly busy 5 months. The heating in the ship was completely inadequate. I mean, there were so many things that when we set up station off Frinton that we had to put right, you know, because our poor crew were freezing and our DJs were freezing, and we had to really finish it off this side of the Atlantic.
Have you ever been?
No.
Have you ever been?
You tell me.
Well, needless to say, you're okay with one.